Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of the Brain Injury Radio Network.
I'm ready to blow it just one more sound.
Brain Injury Radio and Radio Ability are sponsored by the TBI Network.
Find them on facebook.com/TBI Network or at tbifn.org.
Brain Injury Radio is on 7 nights a week, and now, for tonight's episode of Brain Injury Radio.
Hello, everybody. I am very sorry, but I just found out that my guest tonight will not appear on the show. So since she was going to talk about her specific interaction, her specific example of a brain injury, I'm going to talk about that instead. And if any of you listeners would like to talk about yours, feel free to call into the show at 424-243-9540. And then press 1, so I'll know that you have something specific to say. If no one calls in, well, I'll just talk about some of the things that happens when you get brain injured, like this. And it's easy to get flustered and upset, but there's no point doing that because that doesn't help anybody. So often it takes a long time to recover from a brain injury. I had my brain injury 35 years ago. And I am still aware that I'm almost back to where I should be. My life has gone a completely different path. And I don't know if that's a result of my brain injury or because of the circumstances that happened to me. But as I was telling my potential guest tonight, Brenda, and a couple other people, I'm very glad that that brain injury happened. Because that brain injury happened, and I have become a much better person and am doing what I truly love to be doing. And I don't know if I would have discovered that if I hadn't had the brain injury. Because after my brain injury, I went back to Belize. The brain injury happened when I was in Belize, Central America, in the Peace Corps. And a tortilla truck slammed into me when I was walking to school. I was in the hospital for a couple years, and I went back to Belize because I figured I signed up for the Peace Corps. I haven't done my job yet, so I better do it. Well, when I got back there, I met a woman, Kay, and Kay was an absolute lifesaver. She was there at the right place at the right time because she took one look at me and said, you know, I'm going to see a chiropractor once every couple weeks. You want to come with me? I guess it was pretty obvious that something was wrong. So I went with her to that chiropractor, and he did so much good for me. He helped me so much that I came back to the United States and went to chiropractic school. And today I am a chiropractor because of Daniel Buffington and my friend Kay. And those people really changed my life. And I wouldn't have met them if it hadn't been for my brain injury. Because I said Kay was my next door neighbor. Well, she wouldn't have been my neighbor if I hadn't gone away and come back and found the empty place to move into. It was just chance. But it turned out that she was there at the time I needed her the most. And that chiropractor down there was there when I needed him the most. If it hadn't been for him, I wouldn't have known that's what I'm supposed to be doing. Sure, I'm not doing it perfectly, but neither's anybody else. We're all human beings. And human beings, by definition, are not perfect. So I do the best I can. And everybody else in the world, no matter what they say, is doing the best they can. That's the best anybody can do. The best that each person can. And when I first started seeing that chiropractor down in Belize, he had me crawling back and forth across the floor. Well, that is what I needed at the time. Because I had no balance at all to speak of. And just crawling back and forth across the floor got my right arm moving with my left leg and my left arm working with my right leg. And that cross-crawl patterning is what got me started on the road to recovery. I mean, yeah, a lot of other things happened, but that's what got me started. Because that's why babies crawl when they're first born, to get a sense of balance. That's why it's important that babies crawl, to get the opposite arm and leg moving together. So your brain wiring changes because of that. And that's what I needed when I was 24 years old. I needed some practice crawling. And that practice crawling changed my life. After crawling back and forth across the floor for 20 minutes, for the first time I went down there, I realized, my goodness, this is important. This is exactly what I need. And it helped me, helped my thinking, helped my physical activity, helped everything, just that crawling back and forth. Because I'd been in the hospital, I'd been in rehab, I had occupational therapy, I had physical therapy, I had psychological work, I had everything you could think of. But I needed that basic arm and leg movement, that basic cross-crawl patterning. And that patterning helped me so much, I thought, why doesn't everybody know about this? This is something we all should know. And I made it my job as a chiropractor to make sure that people are moving without any interference. Cross crawl is the most basic, but there's all sorts of other interferences that can get in the way of us doing something. A lot of them are emotional, psychological, physical, And I, chiropractors do that, but I didn't really know that. Well, at the time I was a chiropractor, but I found that the physical activity, the arm and leg, the cross arm and the cross leg, helped me get my thoughts together so much. And I thought, this is wonderful. And then in chiropractic school, I learned that we can have traumas three different ways. We can have physical traumas. We can have emotional traumas, psychological traumas, and medical traumas from inhaling the wrong chemicals or taking the wrong drugs. But the point is, all these emotional and psychological triggers are there in most people most of the time. So getting that straight in my own mind helped a great deal, because it's hard to look at things clearly when your brain is all muddled up. And my brain was muddled up from my accident because I got hit by a truck. Then it was in the hospital trying to recover from that. I didn't have surgery, but I had brain trauma. And that brain trauma impacted me, learning how to crawl again. Gave me the key to be able to go to chiropractic school after I finished the extra year with the Peace Corps. I was teaching high school. And after I finished that year of teaching, I came back to be a student myself. And I learned about how chiropractic, how we have physical traumas. We have medical traumas, chemical traumas. And we have emotional or psychological traumas. And people discount these emotional and psychological traumas. I just want to say they should not be discounted, because sometimes they're the key to unlocking everything that's going on in the brain. And it was the key to me. After I discovered that, I was able to unlock my brain. And I'm not the most wonderful chiropractor in the world, but I'm darn successful here in my community, doing my own thing. So this show, I don't see anybody with a question, so this show is going to be about the emotional traumas which can affect us. And these emotional traumas can affect us physically. And have you ever noticed when you're really, really angry with someone, at yourself or someone else who caused an argument, it's hard to think clearly. And when you're not thinking clearly, it's hard to do anything correctly. As chiropractors say, you have to get your thoughts in order to be able to do anything. So that is the main thing I learned from this chiropractor back in Belize in 1985, after my accident. And if it hadn't been for my accident, I don't know if I would have seen that chiropractor. I don't know if I would have learned that, yeah, you can help people by getting at the root cause, the item that's causing the brain not to work right. And that dysfunction can be from anything. And as I said, we often think of chemicals or drugs. Well, drugs, I mean, the drugs that medical doctors provide, the doctors suggest we take, those pills have a huge impact on the way our nervous system works. And that nervous system is all powerful because we need it in order to function. Without a functioning nervous system, nothing works. We've all felt like things in our life aren't working at the moment. But did you ever feel like nothing's working right? Well, when I feel like that, I often find that the best thing to do is to go out and take a walk. Going out and taking a walk in the sunlight, just get your body parts moving. And movement is an extremely primal way to get your thoughts in order. But the two things impact each other greatly. Emotional well-being and moving, physical movement. Without one, the other one just won't seem right. But after I go out and take a walk when things aren't working right, 20 minutes later I come back to the house, and I have an entirely new way of looking at things. That walk sort of presses the go button and allows me to start all over. It doesn't solve all my problems, but it often causes me to look at them in a new way. And that looking at our problems in a new way is exactly what we can learn from a head injury. I was just talking to someone the other day that, oh, it's not all bad. Sure, my life was disrupted. I had to put it on hold for a year and a half. I had to lie in a hospital bed. But I started over again. And I was able to do things in a new way. And that new perspective wouldn't have been possible for me without something extreme going on in my life, an extreme trauma of some sort. For me, it was getting hit in the head by a tortilla truck. Well, I'm pretty hard-headed, and I'm not going to listen to anybody anyway, so I had to have something pretty extreme happen to me in order to stop in my tracks and look at things, because I was on a path. I was going to do things a certain way, and that's all there was to it. But no, I had to stop an interruption in my life, and that made me look at things differently. And that stop was a wake-up call, because I learned that I am able to still do things not the way I was intending to, not the way I wanted to, but I could still do things. And I can still do things because I absolutely love being a chiropractor. I absolutely love my current life. And I can completely thank my head injury for that. Because if it hadn't been for my head injury, I never would have stopped and looked at my life a new way. So sometimes good things can come in very strange packages. It wasn't good when it happened. It wasn't good right after it happened. But now, looking back at it, it was a darn good thing that happened to me. Because I'm doing what I love. Maybe I would have found my way here eventually. I'll never know. But I'm doing what I love to do, and I'm helping other people. And as a doctor, I'm helping people see a new way to approach things. And this new way to approach things is absolutely wondrous, wondrous light and love from the universe. Because one of my first patients ever was a girl that I'd met who had cerebral palsy. And because she had cerebral palsy, she was sitting she was sitting permanently in a wheelchair. And she had her head completely bent down and off to one side. And when you talk to her, she'd lean back in the wheelchair to respond to you because her neck and head did not move that way. Well, we figured maybe we can do something as chiropractors. So somehow I set her up in front of our x-ray machine and my husband and I analyzed the pictures. And we realized there was a big problem at the top of her neck. And that problem, I figured, might have been part of the reason that she was unable to move her neck from the forward down into the right position. So we adjusted her. We saw her a couple weeks later. Well, she had been in severe pain for that 2 weeks because her neck wanted to be in a position straight up that it had never been in before. And we were fighting against 25 years of muscle memory. That 25 years where she'd been holding her head down and off to the side. Well, we figured out how to adjust it correctly, remove the interference, bam, her neck was straight up and right. Well, we lost track of her over the years. My husband saw her about 5 years later. She was still sitting in a wheelchair, but her head was upright. She was looking at people and talking to people. The pain disappeared eventually, but the correction lasted. Now, many people need more, but she needed one adjustment to get things right, to get her body back the way it should be. Chiropractors don't put things the way chiropractors think they should be. Upper cervical chiropractors, such as we are, put the body back the way the body wants to be. We put it back differently for every single person. The way the body was built, the way the body was made, the way the body wants to be. And by that very small adjustment, we changed her life from then on. And that is a story of what chiropractic can do And that is the story of the getting rid of the harmful results of a head injury. She has acquired brain injury, cerebral palsy. That's an injury when you're born. But we were able to affect the body and get it back to the way it wanted to be, the way that was normal for it. And because we were able to do that, we changed this girl's life. And we changed our lives because we were able to help her. And I realized, this is what we should be doing. This is what I want to do. So we stuck with upper cervical chiropractic. Now I'm talking about my husband and I, both of us. Well, he is also brain injured. We just happened to find each other in chiropractic school. We'd never met before chiropractic school, but we discovered each other in chiropractic school. Because I couldn't see very well, unfortunately, my, you know, adjustments for brain injury didn't exactly help with that. And he can't hear very well. He had a chemical medical trauma when he was a few years after he was born, and he will never be able to hear out of his one ear. But he can still function, and we work very well together because we understand each other. It's very hard for a head-injured person to be married to anybody. Because we all have certain needs and certain wants. And when things don't work for us, it's easy to get frustrated. But when you have two people in that same situation, well, you can often help each other a great deal. And we were able to do that. We are able to do that. It's very rare that a husband and wife can live together and work together. Sure, we have different rooms in the house we hang out in, but we are together every day, and we depend on each other, and we help each other when either one of us has a crisis. And that is the true nature of caregiving. In that we help each other get over the tough parts so that the other person is ready to help you through your tough part because you helped them through theirs. And that kind of adjusting is what I talk about in some of the brain injury groups that I'm a part of. I talk about how adjusting the top of the neck, where the brainstem is, where everything happens, is crucial in recovery from a head injury. People think, oh, I'm fine, I don't need anything. Well, then why are people still looking for a doctor years after their brain injury? Because maybe they're not in pain. But maybe they're not fine and they need some help from somebody who understands what's going on. Because a brain injury has to impact the neck and the body. You can't just injure the brain and nothing else. The human body doesn't work that way. We always talk about how everything's connected. We learn that song when we're kids, how the knee bones connect to the hip bones connect. We learn how it's all connected together. And you can't just have one part of it be damaged and not another part. My husband, his brain injury came from a car accident when he was 10 years old. Now, his parents didn't know that he injured more than his brain, than the front of his skull. He found out when he went to chiropractic school in his 40s that when he adjusted, when he cleared up the top of his neck, everything worked better. His temper was better. He wasn't fired from jobs so often. He used to be a seam fitter, a pipe fitter, welder, before he went to chiropractic school. And he still used to do that occasionally. But he would get angry and frustrated and yell at people, and he would get fired from these jobs. That was his main symptom. Not physical pain, but he would just get hostile and angry and combative. And it turns out that a simple chiropractic adjustment could fix that, just like the chiropractic adjustment fixed our cerebral palsy patient in the first year of our practice. It was truly a miracle that we were able to have such an impact on her. Again, another case of meeting the right person at the right time. We changed her life forever because we did what we do. So the physical aspect is important for getting your thoughts straight, from getting the blood flow to move correctly. Like I'm sitting here talking into the microphone. Gotta remember to smile when I'm doing that, because the act of smiling changes the blood flow to your brain. And by changing that blood flow to your brain, you can't help but become happier. So we don't smile because we're happy. Not at all. We're happy because we smile quite often. So anybody who's listening to this, just take a moment and smile. You'll see that you become happier. You can't help it. It's the way the body was created. That's the wonderful thing about being a chiropractor. We see the body how it was created. And we want to move the body back to that. That's our job as chiropractors, to get the body back to what it's supposed to do, what it wants to do, what it was created to do. So in that sense, I believe, yes, we are all happier because of what we do. So I just want people to think about that for a minute, and I'm going to play a song while we all think about that. The song is called Autumn Day by Kevin MacLeod. He supports the brain injury community, and I want to give him a little play time. So I'll be back on, but I want to play this. again, that was Autumn Day by Kevin MacLeod. And we thank Kevin for that. And I just want to talk for a few more minutes, talk about how we all, as I started out with saying, we all need help at one time or another. Different kinds of help at different times. After a brain injury, people often need to sleep because that allows us to heal. I slept so much after my brain injury, it wasn't even funny. Now, of course, I'm an older woman, and it's hard to sleep at all sometimes. But I do what I can, and I believe that we all need, the body knows what we need. We all need different things, and the body knows about it. The object is let the body have what it wants. Because the body knows what it needs. And if we can allow the body to do what it wants, when it wants, we can have a tremendous impact. And I think that brain-injured people can help other brain-injured people in various ways. Because have you ever found yourself trying to describe to someone what you are going through or what a brain injury is like? You really can't, because it's unlike anything else out there. You have to experience it to understand it. I'm certainly not wishing everyone has a brain injury, but it's hard to understand it if you've never been in that position. So understanding what's going on with the brain, what's going on with the body, what's going on with the mind, because all three aspects are very much connected together. And making sure that that connection is there is one thing we can all do to help each other survive through our injuries and through other things that happen to us. And we can help ourselves survive and live better lives by stopping for a moment and pausing and giving ourselves, our body, our mind, time to catch up. Because in today's American society, people don't believe in giving themselves time to do anything. But the body needs some extra special time where it's by itself doing its own thing. And that extra special time is something that we can give each other and something we should be giving each other. Something I devote my life to doing to help each other, to help other people. Because I've been through it. I understand, sort of. I understand what it was like for me. It's different for everybody because we all got injured in different parts of the brain in different times in different ways, and our brains were different before the accident, before the trauma. So no two head injuries are exactly the same, nor can they can be, nor can they be, I meant to say. And because they're not the same, we know that everybody's different. And everyone deals with things, both mentally and physically, deals with things in their own way. And giving someone the space to deal with it in their own way is all important. We all do that in the ways we can. I do it as a chiropractor. My patient was just here this afternoon, this evening, was sitting here saying, "Oh man, I almost fell asleep on your table again. It's so relaxing." My body really needs that. And with that little rest, whether he fell asleep or not, just in that little rest, relaxation, can reset the brain and can make all the difference to somebody. And that is the difference that we're all fighting to find. That is the difference that I, as a chiropractor, I, as a brain injury radio host, that is what I am looking for. That is what everyone is looking for in their own way. We each have to find our own way of doing that. And talking to other people can help. Reading about brain injuries can help. Reading neurology textbooks for some people may help. Each person does what they have to do, what they need to do. And I would just end this broadcast tonight by saying that each person does what they need to do. And I'm going to play one more song, not from Kevin MacLeod, but from Nicholas Tatan, our other brain injury advocate here. And his song, I've played this before, but this is just a wonderful, wonderful song. Soccer Match 2. Thank you for listening to Brain Injury Radio.